God dang it.
Well, welcome to the Running on Empty podcast.
Where we stare lifelessly into this camera.
We are perfectly
and read off of a teleprompter.
There is a teleprompter on the other side of you.
Or me, yeah, or inside of the wall.
Yeah.
The news.
Yeah. So in other words, I'm trying to fix the glare. I think it's starting to work. You can still see the reflections of us in my glasses. But it's hopefully going
right there.
Hopefully it's better than normal. Like, I feel like it is.
Sorry for pointing a dangerous weapon at you.
We might have to, like,
Voldemort's wand.
Yeah, we might have to, like, actually turn on the light for once. But I think we're good.
I think this is okay.
Yeah, I think we're good. But yes, here we are. Another fine installment organization.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the Game Over Greggy show.
No. That's not us. That's not
us. This table.
Okay.
No, welcome to the Running on Empty podcast, though. Actually, with myself, Joe, and my good friend Trevor, who is drinking and not going to say his name.
Yeah. So we hope Wiz finds you and yours well, since we're stealing everyone's interest.
Yeah, Colin Moriarty's. As usual, just to get things kicked off, leave a like on the video if you like our show, and also be sure to, as always, check out our merch if you want to support the podcast. There will be a link in the description where we have hoodies like this.
Not like this.
Nope.
This is a work hoodie.
Yeah, why are you representing other brands?
I mean, I could just take it off, but I mean, I think I would still have a work shirt on.
Let's see if Dalton can censor that.
Just put a big censor bar over the hoodie. But no.
It just says censored.
It just says, yes. No, I'll have to finally go and pick up my hoodie that I've been stalling on, simply because me and George are on such different schedules.
Yeah, I miss George.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue, is we just have different schedules, and every time I try to get with him to, like, pick up the hoodie, it just doesn't work out, because he's busy, and when he's free, I'm busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I also tried getting that.
He also still has my Pokemon game. I wonder if he ever got past the third gym since, like, last year, two summers ago.
If he hasn't watched The Shape of Water that I borrowed him, like, a year and a half ago, I don't think he's touched Pokemon.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, as a reminder, we do have merch on a website.
Yeah, Superior Embroidery, thanks to aforementioned George.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out his podcast at the Half Hour Nerd.
Yeah.
Featuring our other good friend, Joe.
Yeah.
Not myself. That's not a joke. Like, we just have another friend named Joe.
I think the episodes we recorded with him before this podcast launch might finally be going live.
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't been listening to very many podcasts lately, to be completely frank with you.
Yeah, I'm behind, so I'm not sure where they're at. I listened to Dalton's new podcast today.
Yeah, I listened to that too, and then I've caught a snippet or two of Joe Rogan here and there.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Chris D'Elia too.
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping up my podcast game, mostly because I've been just frantically listening to through, like, just D&D live plays.
It's really good to, like, listen to podcasts when you're, like, breeding and hatching eggs in Pokemon.
Yeah. And, today I've had if you ever listen to it, The Dark Saga by Iced Earth, the whole concept album they wrote around Spawn on repeat.
No, I have not listened to that.
It is a banger from start to finish.
I've heard Iced Earth is very good.
Yeah, it is very good. It's a wonderful little, I don't know what to call them, power metal? Power metal? It's kind of power metal. They're basically power metal.
Band. Wait, is Iced Earth?
That's the band.
Seven-headed horse.
Yeah, that's Iced Earth.
Oh yeah, they are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah, that's them. Yeah,
they are awesome.
So, Joe, I think we got. There's a very important thing I need you to do for me.
What's that?
In front of the eyes and witness of all of our friends and fellow humans and the internet.
Okay. What is that? There's no pressure.
I've decided next Friday I'm going to pick up a Switch in Pokemon.
Okay.
You have to sell me on which version of the game to get.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing, man. I would say that's up to personal preference, you know?
Okay. And in what
regards? Let's look up, because really, It's mostly version exclusive Pokemon, as it's always been.
All right, okay? So we're going to do this right now.
But there, hold on.
Okay.
Before you get all carried away here, there is a couple differences that are not just Pokemon. Namely, one being gym leaders.
Mm-hmm.
In Sword, there's a fighting type gym leader as okay. the fourth gym.
Okay.
And then there's a rock, or maybe it's ground type gym leader, actually, is like the seventh. But in Shield, it's ghost type gym leader and then a ice type.
Interesting.
So they actually have different gym leaders, too.
Okay. So let's see here. We just hopped onto Serebii to go over to the...
Yep. We went to google.com and then went to Serebii.net/SwordShield.
I cannot.
2 hours later.
Anywho, here's the version exclusives okay. to Pokemon Sword. You're going to get Gigantamax Machamp.
Wait.
I did not know that that was a version exclusive. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Okay, that seems pretty cool. I mean,
Farfetch'd Galarian.
Farfetch'd might be my selling point because...
He has a bigger leak. He's a fighting type instead of a normal flying type. Because... And he can't learn False Swipe anymore.
Because Sirfetch'd is kind of one of my new favorite
kinda
things.
Kind of silly, yeah.
Yeah.
There's Seedot, Nuzleaf, and Shiftry.
Okay.
Boy, howdy... Was that almost a selling point for me on this game? Because, as you may know, Shiftry is one of my all-time favorite Pokemon.
I'm aware.
And it's made me consider buying Pokemon Sword just to do a playthrough with Shiftry.
Okay.
You got Mawile.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a really cool but underwhelming Pokemon in terms of stats and move pool. It's way, way awesomer when you can Mega Evolve it, which you cannot do at all in this generation.
Okay, there's only the Gigantamax.
Yep, you get Solrock here. You get a red-striped Basculin, which I don't think makes any difference whether it has the red or blue stripe other than just the color.
Okay.
You get Galarian Darumaka and Galarian Darmanitan, which are now snowmen instead of the Daruma dolls or whatever they're
yeah,
called.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
They light them on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Scraggy and Scrafty. Hideous. 0 out of 10. Would not bang. I hate those Pokemon so much. They're just some of the worst design things I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Okay.
Gothita, Gotharita, and Gothitelle. Pretty cool Goth Pokemon. Okay. They're all right.
All right.
Rufflet and Braviary. Merica. Braviary is actually extremely good and competitive.
Huh. I see my boy Hydreigon.
Yep, you got Dinos, Vilas, and Hydreigon. And
oh, is it Hydreigon? I always call him Hydreigon.
I think it's because Ein.
Oh, yeah.
Ein,
Vine,
Vi, and...
Dry?
Dry, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. 1, 2, 3.
Yep, in German.
Yeah.
And these Pokemon were originally going to be tanks, and you can see here that they have
yeah, I could
tank
see it. Yeah.
Treads that were left over from the, like... old design that never ended up.
Oh, that's really cool. What is Passimian? I don't think
so
I've seen that before.
Then hold on.
Okay,
I'm getting there. Swirlix and Slurpuff.
Okay.
You know, underrated fairy types, pretty strong. I think Slurpuff is pretty good.
Okay.
I don't like it as much as its counterpart though. Passimian though, this Pokemon is pretty dope too. He's a Gen 7 Pokemon. And he's some sort of primate. I said primate because we're talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
But he's also really good.
He seems pretty cool.
A fighting type. He has like this ball and his whole thing is... What is...
Beat people.
Oh, Receiver. Copies the ability of a defeated ally, which is really close. Even
okay.
though... Or really cool, but like people don't use that in competitive. They use Defiant.
Okay.
Anyway... but he's pretty cool, pretty strong. Look at this attack stat, dude. 120. That's to put it into perspective too, Machamp is at 130. So that little monkey is actually
Gigantamax, right?
Well, Gigantamax I don't think changes stats.
Okay, it doesn't change stats.
But it does give them one new move.
Okay.
Then you get Turtonator. This guy is cool, but not that good. He has really astronomical defense though.
Yeah.
So he does see some use, actually.
Okay.
Occasionally. You got Jengmol, Hakamol.
Oh.
I thought it was Hakomo, but I was clearly wrong. It's Hakamo. And then Komol.
Okay, he seems pretty cool.
He's a fighting dragon, which makes him super weak to fairy, but he's just still such a baller, dude.
Dude, he looks pretty cool.
His signature move is Clanging Scales, which is 110 base power. So that's a Fire Blast level power dragon type move. And then it lowers your defense after you use it. But it's pretty good because Fire Blast has an 85 chance to hit, and this has 100% chance to hit.
Okay, that seems pretty...
And his abilities are cool, too. Bulletproof makes him immune to some ball and bomb moves.
Okay.
Soundproof makes him immune to sound-based moves. And then Overcoat is... I like this one, personally.
Okay.
Overcoat, I don't know if it's released yet. Oh, it says available, but I don't know about that. Protects Pokemon from weather effects and powder moves. Very good and competitive. Anywho... yeah, that guy's really cool. I like him.
I want to try something real quick since we're sitting here. A little impromptu thing. Apologize for all you listeners who are going to get tired of our shenanigans.
Look at all this clicking.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm crushed. All right, I think I got a way to solve all of our issues.
Whoa, what is happening?
What is happening is... Screen capture!
You're a genius. When did you figure that out? Holy crap, buddy!
2 seconds ago!
Wow, he just kind of like winged it.
Yeah, right there? Should we put it right there?
I say, sure.
Live? Should we restart the
podcast? I think this is fine.
Let's not restart the podcast.
This is fine. Everyone, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so I'm going to look over here now. So that'll be like a nice little fresh air. What? I don't know. Gigantamax Colossal. Look at this boy.
That is a big boy. I like that shiny.
Oh, that doesn't do anything.
It did nothing.
You get Flapple and Gigantamax Flapple. It's a there's a pre-evolution to this called Appleton. No, wait.
Yeah, I think it's Appleton. I think I was looking at this guy.
Appleton is the other big one.
Okay.
What is he called? Applin.
Oh, Applin.
Applin, and then he can either, depending on if you give him a tart apple, he becomes Flapple.
Okay.
With wings.
I thought it was version exclusive.
And then Appleton. Boom. It's technically not, but the only reason... it is, but it isn't. You can only find the sweet apple in Shield, and only find the tart apple in Sword.
Okay, he looks really cool though.
He is pretty cool.
But
this guy's better.
Yeah, I like him a lot more, just because he's like a literal pie. I mean, the other one isn't bad. I probably would easily get both of them, but I like the big pie dude.
And then you get Sirfetch'd, of course. Yeah. Stonejourner, this guy is pretty redonkulous, to be honest. He's really weird, though. Look at these stats. 100 HP, 125 attack, 135 defense, special attack 20, special defense 20, speed of 70, which actually, back in the days, like last meta, 70 was not good for a speed. Now it's actually somewhat respectable because of the national dex cuts. Like, the metagame is actually quite a lot slower. Okay. So this guy has seen some kind of fringe play. And with Assault Vest and stuff, I don't know. Like, he's surprisingly hard to take down, even with this, like, abysmal special defense.
Okay. Click that X right there. Let's see if we can go to that. There we go.
You get male Indeedee. There's also a female Indeedee, which is used a lot more in competitive. And then Zacian.
Okay.
See, so many people have called him Zacian. That, like, I started... Get out of here. I started calling him Zacian, but I think it's called Zacian because the other one is called Zamazenta, and cyan is blue.
Okay.
And magenta is pink, and if you look at the logo for Sword and Shield, Sword is blue, and Shield is magenta.
Okay.
Now, Pokemon Shield, they get Galarian Ponyta, a.k.a. My Little Pony.
Yeah.
You get Galarian Rapidash, a.k.a. also My Little Pony.
Yeah.
We get G-Max Gengar. Pretty litty. We also get G-Max Lapras. Pretty litty again. We get Corsola Galarian form, which is based on dead coral reef and is now a ghost type and white.
All right.
We get Larvitar, Pupitar, Tyranitar. Personally, love them.
Yeah.
Lotad, Lombre, Ludicolo, in my opinion, far inferior to
Shiftry,
but in competitive, far superior because Swift Swim.
Swift Swim, as yeah. Dalton will remember.
Sableye, he's really cool. He sees some niche play too, especially lately, because somebody kind of just like bust him out in a tournament. Okay. And yeah,
I don't jump in too much, but I see one of my favorite Pokemon's rolling up here.
All right, we got Lunatone, they get Solrock, we get Krogunk, which and Toxicroak.
I like Toxicroak.
Yeah, he's super cool, man. Yeah. But the issue with him is that he is really, really weak to Psychic, and there is a Pokemon trainer that really likes to use Psychic Pokemon in this game.
Mm.
But Psychic types are actually far less prevalent than they have been, I'll say that.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Toxicroak's probably pretty viable in a playthrough.
Okay.
I mean, but I've tried him out in competitive, and he just gets rolled. For some reason, I'm probably just using him wrong. Solosis, Duosion, and Reuniclus. These guys are pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used these guys.
They're based on like cells dividing and reuniting and stuff.
Yeah, I think this was because science. I don't think I played last generation, and I think that's when these guys were introduced.
Or... Yeah. So these guys are all like science, and then the other guys in the other version are all like gothic.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool.
They're like Hot Topic, and these guys are like science.
I mean, like me in high school.
A little bit of science and Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Now, Shield, they get Vullaby and Mandibuzz. They see more play in singles, whereas in doubles, you'll see a lot more of Eagle Man.
Okay.
Spritzy and Aromatisse, I think this guy's really cool. Or girl, whatever. Slurpuff was the counterpart to this.
Okay.
This one is based on some, like, French whore or something. I don't know, but I like it. It's, like, supposed to be perfume.
Okay.
And also, like, kind of like a plague doctor or something mask going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it's creepy and, like, just really weird looking. I like it. Goomy, Sligoo, and Goodra. I'm not a fan of these Pokemon, but some people like them.
Okay.
Oranguru is the, remember Passimian that was like the sports player? This guy's like the Jake Reese.
He really is, especially the shiny.
He's like the dude, you know?
The shiny is really the dude.
This guy like definitely like is into some experimental drugs.
He doesn't care.
Like this guy would like be, he would fit right in on the Joe Rogan podcast. He'd be like, yes, I have done DMT.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah. Drampa instead of Turtonator.
Okay.
This is a dragon grandpa, as you might have expected from the name Drampa.
Yeah.
Get
out of here.
Oh, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I like this. No. Is it this one? No, it's neither of these. There is a Pokedex entry that says that it befriends little kids, and if those little kids get bullied, they burn down the bully's house.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Then Appleton, of course, and then Gigantamax Appleton. Yeah. Cursola, which is the evolved form of Corsola.
Okay.
Galarian.
That is... the shiny is terrifying.
Surprisingly, you see more Galarian Corsola, the pre-evolution, in a competitive play.
Huh.
Because... Corsola uses the Eviolite, which boosts it. It gives it 50% more defense in special defense as long as it's not evolved.
Okay.
So there, and since this guy likes to use like strength sap and like just other stall type moves and burn people and just be annoying and live forever. Ironically, it's dead already, but whatever. Ice Q. This guy is so cool.
Oh my god, the shiny Ice Q.
It's a penguin with an ice cube on his head, and he has, like, one little hair, which looks silly, but there's Ice Face and Noise Face. I think it's supposed to be no ice, but I like to say, like, noise.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's... I think it's what it's meant, but, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine that Pokemon was, like, would just drop in a meme like that. Like, the noise.
They could.
This guy is, like... He's got some stuff, dude. He's got some stuff.
He's got some stuff.
So, this Ice Face ability... basically, as long as he has this... His Ice Cube head, when you hit him... He doesn't take any damage, but then his ice cube head breaks, and he has no ice face. And then with no ice face, his attack and, like, speed, like, go way up, and his defenses go, like, way down. But if it's hailing out, his, like, ice face will come back, like, every other turn. So this guy can be extremely annoying to face off against. I think the reason we don't see him so much in competitive is because of the prevalence of, like, Sandstorm.
Get out of here,
dude. Jesus. Free website, like, giving me ads? Like, what is that about? No, I'm kidding. and then we get female and Didi. Boring. Used a lot in competitive for Hard Trick Room.
And then Zamazenta.
Okay.
I see.
So there's your version exclusives.
I think for Pokemon. my gut reaction here is to go with... Sword.
Also, you can get I'm gonna guess that the fossilized bird and dino are so, like, these guys are what you're gonna get more often.
Okay.
In, I think.
Yeah, I want to go nuts with that because that seems... Because I don't know, the fossil... Basically, it's Jurassic Park.
It is. In the game. It's like mix and match Jurassic Park stuff. It's cool. Yeah. Box food tin? What?
Yeah, that's not a... What is this for?
Like Johann Sebastian?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that Wait, box?
Curry. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the curry. The curry is really fun. You can go camping with your Pokemon now.
Okay.
Right. And, whoa, we're big.
We're big again. I didn't feel the need for us to keep a therapy up.
I'm no longer baby.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, my gut reaction here is to go with Sword initially because Sirfetch'd.
Yeah. He's really strong and just good. Oh, wait. You know what? No. Let's do the...
Oh.
Wait.
Okay.
There's more Pokemon.
More Pokemon.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Okay. We're going to click
out of this. Get out of here. All right. So, what are...
We're going to look at the Pokédex because there's some other cool Pokemon I want to show you, okay?
Can I get a Dragonite yet? No.
No, you cannot get a Dragonite yet. Isn't that fun? Okay, look at this. You remember this guy, right?
Yeah, Cofagrigus.
Cofagrigus?
Yeah.
Well, now he has a Galarian counterpart. Get out of here.
Okay.
Called Runarigus.
Welcome to our impromptu Pokemon podcast where we just
look at this guy.
Okay, that is really cool.
Yeah, he's a ghost ground type now, and he does, like, pretty much everything the other guy does that Cofagrigus does, but, like, a little bit differently.
You know, I definitely like most of these Pokemon. Like, I'm really digging that the shiny colors.
Yeah, they do have some good shinies this generation.
Yeah.
Except there's also, like, this guy. He looks horrible.
Oh, not good. Not good at all.
Also, like, I'm still trying to figure out what's up with this guy. He's like a UFO ladybug.
Yeah. What in the fuck?
Dude, doesn't he look like he'd just be, like, doing, like, this? Like, like fucking, I don't know, some, like, Dr.
Xavier. Normally they could really, like, normally you could figure it out when there's, like, in the name. Orbeetle? I don't get what they're playing at here.
Probably orbiting.
Oh, Orbeetle. Yeah. Okay, because it's UFO, because he's kind of more circular. Yeah, that makes sense.
And, like, as if...
Oh, because if you look at its Gigantamax, it's literally...
Like, sending down a beam of light that they should have made a different color so that he didn't look like a mushroom. But
it's all going to be the same color, whether it's a shiny or not, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Bummer.
That is correct, my friend.
Okay, yep. Okay. I see here.
You might like Nickit. He's near the top.
Nickit?
You can get him on, like, Route 1, dude.
Okay.
Interesting. And then Thievul. He has got, like, a Zoro mask and a mustache.
What has become of us? We are just looking at fucking Santaconda.
Ugly.
Alright, I know there's one boy that I know I definitely have to play with. I don't know, like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to find him here. But, you know, I've only heard legends and talks about the legendary Grapplelock.
Oh, there he is. Clobopus and Grapplelocked. Yeah, yeah, that guy is awesome. His shiny looks so cool, dude. I feel like his shiny should have been the primary color, actually.
Yeah. Like, that's way up my alley.
Yeah, that guy is super cool.
As the resident Octopus King. And there's more stuff coming out. Man,
yeah. Dragapult is a monster.
Yeah, I need to...
So, yeah, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I think Sword's definitely... I'll probably get Shield just for... Because I can at some point.
Yeah, I bought Shield.
Sword seems like it's going to be my first go-to because Sirfetch'd. And I think I have enough friends with Shield who can...
Well, I think, doesn't Jake have Shield?
I think he does, too.
And I have Shield, and Natasha has Sword, so if you got Sword, that'd be 2-2.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll get just something else, just so we can do something crazy and do, like, a Nuzlocke or something, like a little speed run.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
See, I like the idea of Nuzlockes, but, like, at the same time, whenever I think this is the time I'm going to do it, I can never bring myself to do it, because I'm like, what's stopping me from, like, just grinding until I can't lose? And that makes it not fun. Because it's like, well, I don't want my Pokemon to die.
Okay.
And I also don't want to spend a lot of time making sure that my Pokemon don't die. But I want my Pokemon to not die more than I want to not waste time, so I'm going to grind.
What if maybe not just exactly a Nuzlocke? What if we tried a kind of a... Well, I don't know if it'd be as fun. Maybe like a monotype challenge? Like, or like we pick a type and we just go through with that type.
I like that idea.
We have to strictly go with that type. Like
I like that idea.
And as long as that type is in a type of a Pokemon, we can use it.
Yeah. I like that idea. That's kind of like what Dalton's doing.
Yeah, it could be fun. Like even
but
if, like we
make
have to
make it not a Nuzlocke. Can people see that?
What?
No.
The mouse? No. No. Okay. We have it covered. Like I can look. Like they can see it over here.
It was up, but the
camera's covering it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So basically, this is really fun for all the all the audio listeners.
They're gonna be like, "What in the hell?"
What are they doing?
What are you doing?
So maybe like a typing thing, and like so we could maybe even like get like some in game. So like say if I decide to just gonna pick a type here. Like let's say I choose dragon, and then so basically.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good.
You choose dragon. It's like 3/4 of the game. I can't use a single Pokemon yet.
No, I mean it's like because since I would be basically be like, because I plan on if I do this, I'll get. Kind of two games, one for the playthrough that I'm just gonna do whatever I want with, and then the other one I will then strictly use, like I'll go with the challenge and then say okay, so for the when I go challenge I go like let's stick with the example of dragon, but okay, trade me this Pokemon and I'll use it as my starter to begin with, but then again you're also probably gonna go through a lot of the game without catching anything.
Yeah, exactly, because like, you know, let's go back to looking at this. We don't have to like exactly show everybody, but like here's the dragon types. So Vibrava, which like you can't get until like kind of later. Axew, you can get around the 5th gym.
So you're doing a whole lot of nothing. I mean, we've got to find a way to be able to like just make it work. I mean,
this guy you can get somewhat early on, I think.
That.
This guy you can get, like, around the... You might be able to get this guy before the first gym, actually.
Duraludon, something I was looking forward to getting.
This guy is... you can't get him until the late game.
Whoa, there's two Duraludons? Oh, that's my
Gigantamax Duraludon. He's a skyscraper, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it could be interesting. I would give it a shot.
There's not a whole lot of dragons to even choose from in this game.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
It's the sad.
I mean,
sad
it would suck trying to do it because one, I wouldn't have much options to catch anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't have Dragonite either, which is like your favorite.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be interesting to try.
And I wouldn't have Kingdra, which is my favorite.
I mean, not yet.
He's supposed to be coming. Whoa! What is that all the way at the bottom? Sir.
Eternatus?
Oh, you can't get his stupid what's it called form though.
Eternamax.
Yeah, you can't get that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically the thing. I don't know if it, like if I would necessarily choose dragon, I might because that seems like it'd be the most challenging. That seems like fairies are kind of just running rampant and like smashing.
Face. Fairy would be a fun type.
Yeah, fairy would be fun. So yeah, it's sort of just, it's kind of my initial thought. Ooh,
you know what? What if we picked each other's types?
That could also be cool.
Ooh, that would be cool.
And
I know what I would pick for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you pick?
Poison.
Poison? I don't even know what poison could be really fun. Okay. Okay, Weezing, Gengar.
I don't think you can get regular Weezing. You have to get
Glorian, yeah, which I'm fine with. He's a noble beast.
He is something else.
He is. My boy Muck he's really is something. Not here, though.
No, Muck is not here, and neither is Alolan Muck, which is broken.
Yeah,
so he is so good, dude, in the Alolan games.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that this is might be a route we follow.
Yeah, dude, that would be super fun. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, so we get. I'll get one that I'll seriously play through and just have, like, my team, because I know everyone's
going to have to. The only issue is I'll have to also get Sword. Because I already have shield, and I can't start that game over because I've invested.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean that works because I mean I'll have Sword B for my main game, which I'll do like all the
competitive teams. Oh, and then you'll get shield later.
Then I'll have shield for our challenge game.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking this is a plan.
Okay.
Listen,
what type are you gonna pick for me then?
Oof.
If I'm giving you poison, what are you giving me? You
give me poison. I have to think. My initial thought is I see psychic, and I'm like psychic, but I mean.
Ooh, psychic is cool.
Yeah. So right now I'm thinking it's between psychic. I mean, steel could be hilarious.
That could be cool, but also might be tough because, again, like in the early game, there's not very many steel types at all.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking bug, dude. That'd be tough.
Yeah. I mean, I'd play Shadow Bug, especially if my boy Volcarona's coming. I don't know. My first thought is, like, steel? Psychic could be really cool.
I would be down with psychic.
Yeah, psychic seems like it'll be a fun challenge.
Okay.
And then we can kind of do a thing, like, maybe we'll get to the point, reach a point where, like, alright, let's,
Well, if we battle, you know I'm gonna fucking destroy you, because I have, like, the type advantage.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I'm giving you the type advantage. I'd have to look it over, and it'd be fun.
We don't have to do the battling, though.
Yeah, we don't. The thing. Yeah, we don't have to. So. It's really just like, okay, we're
gonna. I also think, dude, what I was kind of secretly hoping you'd pick for me is Ghost.
Yeah, I
think that would be cool.
Yeah, I was looking at it, but you know, I'd be giving you access to Gengar.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, do I want to pick the one that's?
And then we could both have Gengar.
I mean, we could have both have Gengar. Like, do I want to give him his obvious favorite type? One of his obviously one favorite types.
Definitely one of them.
Yeah, because I know. Poison, now that you got it in my head, poison seems like it'd be a really fun playthrough. Then I'm looking at fairy because we brought up fairy.
Yeah.
And then dragon seems like it'd be hard, but yet.
It's just too hard to get dragon types in the early game. We'd have to do some, like, kind of shoehorning in some traded little dragons.
Yeah, which I would say, whoever does it decides on one and. You get one traded in, and then maybe at a certain point, because...
You can get another one, because, like, for real, like, most of these, it's like you have to have, like, three or four badges before you can get another.
Yeah, it's like you get at a certain point, like, okay, we'll drop ship you in these select ones, like, we'll drop you in a few, and then but that's it.
Yeah.
And it's got to be, like, within reason. And then we go from there.
Yeah.
Which granted, yeah, kind of defeats it, but still kind of falls into the challenge that, like, but I'm still restricted to... one type.
Yeah, that's true. But if you picked dragon, dude, imagine how easy those first three gyms would be, because you're like, I resist all of you.
Yeah. But then I don't know how prevalent fairies are in the game. I'm just assuming
there is a fairy type gym leader.
Yeah, so yeah. you would be in for some rough ground.
Yeah,
or whoever did it would be in some rough ground,
especially because Hydreigon and Hakomo are both double weak to fairy, so if you had either or both of those on your team, you're like, well, shit.
But I'd be willing to try.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to give it a fucking shot, because it seems hilarious.
It does.
And it would involve some grinding. But I think it might be worth it in the end.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have to really consider all right, this.
Well, you'll have to assign me a type for sure, like maybe at another time once you've thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll also take water. I mean, I'll take any type if we're being realistic here, but.
Yeah, so I'm definitely I'm looking forward to this now, like more than I was at first, because this seems like it'll be kind of stupid fun. Maybe we can get just more people into this, because I know. And what Dalton's doing is a Nuzlocke challenge thing, so that could be one thing.
Oh, and if I give you poison, you can get Toxicroak.
Yeah. Toxicroak is great. I've got, like, this weird burn on my hand. I don't know where it's from. Or I just, like, scraped it somewhere. I don't know. It hurts. And I just rubbed it with an alcohol wipe.
Nice.
Now it hurts even more.
And Salazzle. Ooh, Salazzle's good. Because Salazzle's the only poison-type Pokemon that can poison other poison-types and steel-types.
That's ridiculous.
Its ability is corrosion. It has a corrosive poison instead of like a regular toxin or whatever.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, ooh, dude, you're going to have fun with poison, I think. Because there's some really cool Pokemon that are poison type. Drapion is freaking awesome. Dude, actually, yeah, I'm almost jealous now. Anyway,
I mean,
should we call it an episode there, you think?
Yeah, we'll call it there.
I know it's kind of a short one, but I feel like we did some good stuff there.
Yeah, we've made some plans, did some things, and it might not be the most informative podcast, but, you know, it's something we talked, and someone told me that maybe if you were back and forth on a which version you wanted to get, maybe that helped you a little, too.
Yeah.
We're hoping. So, yeah, so remember we had a sister podcast launch recently. I'm gonna keep calling it a sister podcast because I don't know what else to call it. It is called the Takeoff Podcast with Mr. Dalton Rude,
our very own Dalton, and he has a way cooler intro than we do.
Yeah, it's a lot better. It's just like half an hour or so of him just kind of shooting the breeze.
Yep,
talking about his day, talking about stories that have happened, and the first episode's up. It's really cool. We'll make sure that there is a link in the show notes for it.
Yeah, it makes me miss Dalton.
And there's always a...
Our teleprompter is saying something else.
Yeah, it was a...
Plug it, socials.
Yeah, the socials. And merch, again, even though we already plugged the merch. Did we plug merch?
We did. We said buy our cool hoodie that you can get like this, and then we're going to censor that.
Yeah.
So
there might be other things in there, like aprons, spatulas, lightsabers.
So anyway, you can also check out our socials, which we have Twitter at ROE.org, and you can follow me at ROE.Tengu, and Trevor is
Octopus Ink Blots
on everything.
Because I'm scared to change my name.
That's just don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah. Wait,
what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the saying.
Nah, yep, that is okay. The saying.
Yeah,
follow us on everything. We are on multiple platforms that I can't remember.
Everything but Stitcher.
Everything but Stitcher, as always. And, you know, true story, I was talking to Dalton about that the other day. I'm like, hey, you didn't mention anything about Stitcher in your podcast or anywhere else. And he's like, I'm going to lock you in the basement.
Yeah, I think he's starting to get, like, legitimately angry about it.
I'm like, dude, we're memeing you. And watch, the one time we don't mention it, it's going to go unnoticed.
Yeah.
So
it's weird because it's like, what are all the platforms you're on? And my brain is immediately like,
everything.
Stitcher? Wait, no, not that one. Shit.
Everything but Stitcher.
Leave us a like and a comment too, and subscribe to us.
Yeah, and let us know which version of Pokemon you got. Which version do you think I should get, in your honest opinion, if you want to try and sell me on a different platform? Even though I'm solo on one because Sirfetch'd.
Which one would you get if you haven't gotten it yet?
Yeah, and if you could assign each of us a type to play through, what would you pick?
That's a good question right there.
What would the community pick for us?
And then what's that last teleprompt says? It looks like it says pet your dog.
Oh, yeah. Pet your dogs. Stay safe. We may, in fact, care for your well-being.
Wow. That's something to leave them up to think about.
Yeah, there was one other thing it said. Do you want to know what it said, Joe?
No, that's a bad word.
Is it, though?
Yeah, that's a bad word.
Oh, well, we'll leave you with it. Fuck off.